ABC Radio Australia.
The latest twist in the electoral petition that's been lodged by the main opposition parties in Fiji has seen government lawyers given until tomorrow afternoon to respond to the allegations of unlawful conduct and regulations breaches levelled against 27 Fiji First MPs and the Supervisor of Elections. But as Lethe Mavono reports from the High Court in Suva, the same deadline applies to the lawyers acting for SEDELPA and the National Federation Party in terms of outlining their case and figuring out how many of the more than 100 witnesses they've listed can actually be called to give evidence.
Devanesh Sharma, acting on behalf of the Attorney General Ayaz Sayed Kayum and 26 other MPs, is the first to admit it following his client's first court appearance. The case is complex and new.
There's no jurisprudence per se, and what we will have to do is go back, and this is a first of its kind. So that's why it's a novel issues of law have arisen.
Is it exciting?
It is very exciting. I mean, for senior lawyers to be involved in this matter, you know, these are the kind of challenges that we have to rise up, the local lawyers have to rise up to, you know, and I think it's a good challenge.
Was it a win for you, the other side, not being able to now introduce new evidence by way of media?
At this moment, my dear, there's no win for anyone. At the end of the day, the court is there to do justice. No one scores brownie points in interlocutory matters or preliminary issues. Ultimately, the court needs to look at the petition and determine which way it wants to go. And I think at the end of the day, we have to do the work at the substantive hearing. Both sides have to do it.
Both sides have the next 48 hours to indicate the witnesses and evidence they intend to produce in court for Justice Wati and Justice Kumar to decide on. Both judges were firm in their reminder to John Apted and Filimoni Vosorongo, lawyers for Mr. Mbuka and Mr. Prasad, that not all of the 108 witnesses they've listed in the original petition could be allowed to give testimony. Justice Kumar questioned Mr. Apted as to why all of the evidence available to the opposition had not been filed along with the original documents. Mr. Vosorongo said his team would have to apply to produce new evidence.
Something that they said that they would, depending on what the respondent would file by Wednesday, we would be able to reconsider that or make further submissions around this.
Are you now unable basically to introduce new evidence?
That would appear to be the case. But once we get their reply on Wednesday, we will definitely have to renew that application on Thursday. We'll be able to get them to agree that the best way to resolve the remainder of the trial within the short time frame that we have is to allow some form of evidence to go in by way of affidavit, but we'll have to make the necessary application.
You seem to be bringing all 108 people listed in the petition.
Look, it's just totally impossible. I mean, we're going to be consuming the entire trial time, including the judgment, if we get that. So that's the reason why particulars of those voters have been annexed in the petition, and so the supervisor of election will be able to verify in their answer.
Except the burden of proof is not his.
No, I mean, all they have to do is an answer, right? We file the petition, they have a chance to answer. And the chance to answer, they might say, this and this voter have already voted, or yes, or they might agree that they had, in fact, not been able to vote. The remainder is legal arguments.
The case will be called next at 10 a.m. on Thursday, at which point a date for the actual hearing will also be determined. SEDELPA and the National Federation Party filed their petition on December 9th, which means the matter must be resolved by the end of the month. The petition includes claims of unlawful conduct by Fiji First candidates and alleged breaches by the Supervisor of Elections. The mid-November election was won narrowly by the Fiji First Party with 50.2% of the votes.